In this time of economic stress for so many citizens, it's reported that Hamilton's public school trustees want to give themselves an additional $50 stipend for attending meetings. Those meetings, by the way, are mandated by the Education Act. Now, past school boards have adhered to the policy that attendance at those meetings is part of the trustees' responsibilities. And that makes sense, but this current Board of Education feels they are undercompensated. Policy Committee Chair Maria Felix Miller says the extra payments will encourage participation at those committee meetings. She goes on to say that the extra money will help some of the volunteers free up time to attend these mandated meetings. That's right, mandated meetings. Look, let's analyze this. First of all, trustees are not volunteers. They receive about $14,000 annually for their service. The chair and the vice chair paid a little bit more for their positions. And anybody who ran for election as a trustee knew the salary and hopefully knew the responsibilities of the job. The committees that were singled out for extra compensation were audit, parent involvement, alternative learning, and special education, all of which are key components of this 21st century education system. If the Board of Education trustees can't find the time or need a financial incentive to attend these very, very important meetings, in other words, to do their jobs, well, then we have the wrong kind of people in charge of our children's education. I'm Bill Kelly.
Hi, it's Shauna, and I might be a bad parent because my kids think french fries are vegetables.
Hey, it's Ryan, and I might be a bad parent because I went out for wings when my wife was in the hospital after giving birth.
Johnny here. I might be a bad parent because in my house, the tooth fairy gives pocket change.
But we're not alone. Len emailed us and said his six-year-old daughter's Tarzan moment going from love seat to lazy boy by curtains made him more proud than any dance recital.
And Andy left his two-year-old at the rink. All right, guys, I'm sure we're not alone. Like Andy's kid.
For stories and confessions like this, make sure you check out our podcast.
It's called Bad Parents, and it's available wherever you get your podcasts.
I left a glove at the rink.